Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 4, 1806. A bear brought in. The officers and men are still encamped near the mouth of the quicksand or sandy river. Hunters have been sent out to gather meat for the journey ahead, and a reconnaissance party has gone up the river to look for the expedition's horses and to hunt along the way. Captain Lewis writes,
"This morning early we sent Sergeant Ordway in search of Sergeant Gass and party below the entrance of the Quicksand River, from whom we have yet no report. In the course of a few hours both parties returned. Sergeant Gass and party brought the flesh of a bear and some venison. They informed us that they had killed an elk and 6 deer, though the flesh of the greater part of those animals was so meager that it was unfit for use, and they had therefore left it in the woods. Collins, who had killed that bear, found the bed of another in which there were 3 young ones, and requested to be permitted to return in order to waylay the bed and kill the female bear. We permitted him to do so. Sergeant Gass and Windsor returned with him. Several parties of the natives visit us today, as usual, both from above and below. Those who came from above were moving with their families, and those from below appeared to be impelled merely by curiosity to see us. About noon we dispatched Gibson, Shannon, Howard, and Weiser in one of the light canoes, with orders to proceed up the Columbia to a large bottom on the south side about 6 miles above us, and to hunt until our arrival. Late in the evening Joseph Fields and Drewyer returned. They had killed 2 deer yesterday, and informed us that the meat would be dried by midday tomorrow. We directed Drewyer and the 2 Fields to ascend the river tomorrow and join Gibson and party, and hunt until our arrival. This evening being fair, I observed time and distance of moon's eastern limb. Regulus was sextant. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 4, 1806.
The rest of the entry today is a compilation of times and distances, map sketches, and Lewis's astronomical observations. Everybody has work to do, all in preparation for moving ahead again soon. Tomorrow, drying meat and skins.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.